playing for something bigger, no 100-yard kick returns, and a case of being delusional. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The real wins in high school sports come in the values that our kids learn from playing them. That's especially true at this point in the fall sports season when we see the colors change, of school uniforms that is, to different shades of pink and camo as teams engage in programs to give back to the community, to raise awareness and money for different causes, and to salute those who have served our country. Saturday night at Okemos, two of the state's top soccer programs focus their rivalry on something bigger, pediatric cancer. Compete for a cause drew a record crowd of over 2,000 to the Chieftain soccer field, where portable lights were brought in for the first night game there, and a festive atmosphere raised thousands of dollars. Players and coaches donned shirts with the names of loved ones who had battled cancer, and in catching up with Okemos team captain Josh Duren before the game, he said it took a great rivalry and made it even better.
It was already a huge game to start with, and then you had a couple names on the back of shirts and a bigger cause. It's just a game. It's amazing.
Okemos defeated Mason, the top-ranked team in Division II, 2-0, but everyone won Saturday night. And our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Caravan Dynan of Muskegon Reese Puffer, who medaled at the Greater Muskegon Athletic Association Girls Golf Meet last week, the freshman carding an 85 for 18 holes while playing for the first time with a knee brace after it was discovered that she had a benign tumor in her right leg. And Dylan Fritz and David Binder of Owendale Gagetown each ran for 270 yards and combined for 9 touchdowns rushing in the Bulldogs' 80-28 8-player football victory over Akron Fairgrove. Where you go for care matters. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the biggest differences in high school football rules and those used in college and pro deal with kick returns. In the high school game, once a kick, a punt or kickoff, breaks the plane of the goal line, the ball is dead and a touchback is awarded. The key is the position of the ball. If the ball breaks the plane of the goal line, it's a touchback with no possibility for running the kick out of the end zone. It doesn't matter where the feet of the return man are located. That's why the longest possible kickoff return under high school rules is 99 yards. College and pro, those returners can run the ball out of the end zone for a potential score.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. If you wonder why some parents behave the way they do, all tied up in knots over their children's athletic endeavors, I think I found an answer in a piece recently in the Washington Post. The headline read, "The number of parents who think their high school athlete will play pro sports is absurdly high." A new study conducted by National Public Radio, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, called Sports and Health in America, found that 26% of parents of high school athletes hope their kids go on to play professional sports. Well, after I quit laughing, I read the rest of the article, which cited the numbers I've used before from the NCAA. Far less than 1% of high school baseball players will go pro, about 1% of draft-eligible college basketball players, 1.6% of college football players, and on it goes. School sports work to bring out the best in our kids, not just for a short time as athletes, but for a lifetime as tomorrow's community leaders. Kids should always want to do their best, and that is its own reward. I don't know how many times I've heard coaches tell their teams if they can give their best, they can live with the results, because in sports, like in life, the scoreboard isn't always going to be in your favor. But for 1 in 4 parents to believe their kids will be the best, it might just be another sign of the apocalypse. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.